Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. We're backstage at the Grammys. Don't forget to watch them Sunday night at 8 p.m. on Channel 2. And we're fueled by your Southern California Ford dealers, scfordealers.com. And Jessica, is it Lounge?
It's Lounge. Yeah, you got it right.
Lounge, yeah. Woo! Look at that. It's with us from 90210.
That's a first.
That is awesome, right?
Yeah.
90210?
90210. It's been incredible.
That is unbelievable. Now, what is that? What network is 90210?
It's CW. CW. Yeah, it's on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock.
Excellent. I got to look at that because I like the original 90210 now. And I work at night, so I have no time to do any of this.
Yeah.
Is it different from the old series? How's it different? How's it the same?
It's all different. There's all new storylines, all new characters. You have the originals still on the show.
Right.
I work a lot with Shannon and Jenny because my character's pretty screwed up, and Jenny's the high school guidance counselor, and I've had a lot of emotional scenes with Shannon. But I play Adriana Tate Duncan, for those of you that don't know. And
is this you play a college student? Or
no, it's high school.
High
and
school.
I'm a washed-up child star.
Oh, is that right?
And I've got this crazy controlling stage mother, and because of that...
What character did you play on the air? Just kidding. Thank you very much.
Yes, that was a good one. Boom.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, but because of all the pressure that my character's under, she is a drug addict.
Ah.
So she's on Oxycontin, Vicodin, cocaine.
Now, if you're a good actor, and I imagine you are to get this job, you probably did your own research.
I did. I didn't have personal experience.
Oh, you didn't?
No, but I talked to
real
addicts.
Let me tell you about personal experience.
No, I talked to real addicts, and I watched, it feels like, every drug movie ever made.
Right.
Because when I first signed on, I was just a guest star, and I thought maybe three episodes. I signed on as a singer, because I'm a singer in real life. And
are you a singer in real life?
I am, and
cool.
So I sing on the show.
How crazy was the audition process? Did that make you nuts?
I've actually got the coolest audition story. I went in, I had to sing one of my favorite songs from my music, like the musical Spring Awakening, and
right.
I just had to sing once, and they wanted a blonde, so that was it, and I didn't hear back from it for a month and a half, and I was supposed to start another film, and I all of a sudden get this call out of nowhere, and they're like, can you chop your hair all off, because I had really long hair,
right.
Like, can you chop it off, get an edgy haircut, be in Capitol Records tomorrow, recording for the show, and on set the day after, so it was really quick,
me?
I didn't get callbacks, I didn't do anything, I didn't have to go through all that scary process, it was really,
Jesus Christ.
It was amazing though, because I had given them one of my demo CDs and they were just listening to it for the whole time.
But you probably also assumed after a month and a half that they didn't pick you.
Oh, I felt like it was done. But
you didn't even worry about it.
Meanwhile, they were listening to my demo CD and decided that
that's great. Congratulations.
It was great. Thank you. And so as every week I would keep reading the script and I found out I was on Oxycontin and cocaine. And there's an episode where I die from an overdose.
Wow.
And I thought literally that was it. And
right.
I'm off the show. It's been fun. And then I got offered series regular the day after. And
wait a minute, how'd they bring you back then?
I got an adrenaline shot to the chest, Pulp Fiction style. And now my character is pregnant.
Jesus Christ.
She went to rehab, fell in love, and now she's pregnant with someone else's baby. So it's just one thing after another.
But off the coke, but now pregnant.
Yeah, but she got pregnant during the coke phase.
Oh, man.
It's going to be interesting to see how that baby will turn out.
Oh, that's pretty cool. All right, now what do the old characters play? They're like the teachers now?
You've got Jenny Garth, who is the high school guidance counselor.
Right.
Brenda Walsh. Shannon Doherty, I love her. She was the director of the school play, actually. And I was the lead of it. And
right.
We had a lot of crazy scenes together.
Are they happy to be back and doing this?
They're great,
yeah.
It's been a lot of fun. I worked with Tori yesterday for the first time.
Tori Spelling.
Tori Spelling's back. And then Jason Priestley actually came back and directed.
Jesus,
he directed
the whole gang's back.
An episode a few weeks ago, which was really inspiring because I want to do so much. I don't want to just act. I love
Were you even born when the original series was on?
I think I was three when it was really popular. I have obviously seen the reruns, and I was a huge fan. I loved it.
If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm
17?
20.
You're 20?
17, thank
Jesus
you.
Right.
No,
20 years old.
20 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But you look very young. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Canada, Vancouver.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah,
I love Vancouver.
Are you
here permanently now? You got a residency?
I am. I came down before the show. I actually... I had done something up in Vancouver. Like, I haven't acted long. I've been doing it for, 4 years. But I did this Masters of Horror for Showtime. I worked with Toby Hooper. And the producers of it were like, we want to be your management company when you're out of high school. So this is the summer before 12th grade. And I just decided I didn't want to go back. So I homeschooled in 3 months. And then the day I got my driver's license, I drove down.
What a life you're leaving, huh?
It's kind of crazy.
All right. Jessica Lowndes is with us. And you can check her out on 90210. Are you a single woman?
I am single.
No
yes.
boyfriend, huh?
No boyfriend.
Nothing. What are you looking for in a guy? Not that I'm married. But
sense of humor is good. Sense of humor is always good. Honesty, good personality.
Who, now, when you say sense of humor, because we always get that from a lot of actresses, who has your sense of humor? What comedian do you enjoy?
Oh my gosh, you're putting me on the spot. I don't know.
I love Gallagher.
I love Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Love him. I think he's really funny.
That's a great sense of humor.
I like Chris Rock. I like so many, though. I'm like all over the place. Ellen DeGeneres is hysterical.
Yeah, Chris Rock is great, too.
Everyone's great.
Yeah. Excellent. All right, well, you're going to have a huge career. You know, this will just keep taking off. I imagine you'll be back here one day, you know, up for a Grammy. If you're singing, why not?
I hope so. That's kind of the next step of the career I'm hoping to take. So, yeah.
All right. We're sorry that Gina Grad is sitting here so jealous of you and your career. She's just fuming.
Seething.
Yeah. She wants everything you have in your life.
God.
Look how pissed she is. All right, Jessica Lowndes, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
You're the best, and enjoy that Reese's...
The Reese's peanut butter cup right here. I know.
I guess you've not read or seen any news that peanut butter is now killing people, right?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Well, now I can't eat it. I've been looking so forward to my Reese's peanut butter cup this whole interview. It's just been looking at me.
Yeah, a little salmonella, and
oh
people
God.
Are dying from peanut butter.
But well, if I die...
Knock yourself out.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
I destroyed peanut butter forever for you.
Destroyed my favorite chocolate bar.
All right. Thank you, Jessica, for coming by. Really appreciate it.
All right, bye.
All right, folks. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're backstage at the Grammys. And it's all being brought to you by the Southern California Ford Dealers, scforddealers.com. And it looks like we have some more celebrities here. Jam-packed with celebrities here. Oh, look at this. Patty Smythe in the scandal. Wow, what a scandal. What is the scandal?
John McEnroe's working this.
Wait, is John McEnroe here? Where is John McEnroe? Hey, where's everybody? All right, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, somebody's swearing on the air. Who is that? Come on.
We actually wait until John's here. What do you say?
Come on, sit down. Hey, listen, they just said that John McEnroe's here. All right. Nice to see you. All right, take care of yourself. I don't understand. I mean, they just said...
Who told you John McEnroe was coming?
Sit down. We'll talk about it on the air. Somebody just said that John McEnroe's here, and I'm a big fan of tennis and John McEnroe. Oh, Christ almighty. Wait, so we can talk about it on the mic here.
I can't. I'm going to curse. I'm staying off the mic.
Why are you going to curse?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. John McEnroe said they said John McEnroe is going to be here. I'm a big tennis fan.
I hate tennis. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You love us, though, right?
Yes, but I don't know. Why would John McEnroe be here at the Grammys?
I don't know, but listen, John McEnroe, we interviewed Holly, what's her name?
Montag.
You know who Holly Montag is?
Hi, no.
This is Gina Grad.
Very nice
Gina,
to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Holly Montag is Heidi Montag's sister.
Who's Heidi Montag?
She's from The Hills. The Hills show, right? So we don't even get the big celebrities from The Hills. We get the sister of the celebrity.
Is this the wife of John McEnroe now? Is that where you're leading to now?
Yes.
Look,
all right, Patty Smythe. Look at that.
It should say Patty Smythe McEnroe because that's now my name, but
and
it doesn't.
And Scandal Return with their first new album in 25 years.
Listen,
years?
Well, with Scandal, yeah, I guess that's true. Not for me, but
yeah, for
I didn't. I didn't even realize it, but yeah, it's 25 years. I guess it's a good time to come back. But you know what? John and I are in L.A. all the time, like all summer, so
right.
I'll bring him in to meet you. How about that?
All right. Now,
I'll bring him down, but you have to let him play and sing.
Absolutely. What is...
and not tennis, okay?
What is... Now, first of all, how long have you known John McEnroe?
Almost 15 years. We've been together, married 12, and we've been together 14 and a half years.
Wow. I'm the biggest fan of John's ever.
He's a good guy.
My mom,
I'm a big fan of his, too.
My mom was a huge fan, and also my father. If my mom and dad are going to agree on something, that's got to be tough. But watching him play tennis back in the 70s and early 80s, there's nothing like that.
Nothing like it,
you know.
No.
I'm sure you were very young when you were watching that.
I wasn't a tennis fan, but I was young when I was watching it. But I knew who he was because he yelled. I grew up in New York, so that's why I knew who he was.
Oh, I see.
But I didn't follow it.
Right.
But now I'm a huge tennis fanatic, and now I see the difference and why everybody misses him.
Right.
Now, but there's some good stuff, like Federer and Nadal. They've got some juice going on, you know.
All right. Now, is he musical as well? You say he plays instruments?
He is musical. He plays guitar, and he had a band. He had the Johnny Smythe band for a while. And one of my guys from Scandal played with him for a while. Keith Mack was his guitar player. So he's like... He's a karaoke fanatic. The guy just wants to sing all the time. It's insane.
But isn't he a little self-conscious around you with, you know, playing music and singing?
No, he should be, but he's not.
He should absolutely be.
I would be self-conscious playing tennis around him, but no, he doesn't
care. I'm self-conscious talking to you on the air.
Well, that's because I attacked you.
Yeah, well, listen, Roseanne attacked me last year. Every year I get attacked here by somebody.
Wait a minute. Roseanne attacked you?
Roseanne, 2 years ago, she was walking down the aisle here, and I said, hey, Roseanne Barr. And I'm going to swear here, so you're going to grab this,
right? Oh,
is
the wrong name?
Yeah, so she comes and she sits down and she goes, it's Roseanne, not Roseanne Barr.
Oh, my God, that's not nice.
Wait a minute. Roseanne, please. I mean, I just, you know.
That was not nice. That was. I mean, if you had called me, you know, like the wrong name, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like Smith.
Patty Smythe.
Even then, I wouldn't have said a-hole.
I know, because you're.
Are you allowed to say a-hole on the. Okay.
Hey, real quick, so what is the biggest hit you ever had?
You should know that, but it's Sometimes Love Just Ain't Enough, I guess, is the biggest hit.
Can we play it right now?
Sure, yeah.
All right, are you going to play it for Andy?
That's the one that Henley sang on with me, you know.
All right, here it is, folks.
Grammy nominated, actually.
Grammy nominated, too. Let's go.
I don't want to lose you, but I don't want to use you just to have somebody by my side. And I don't want to hate you, I don't want to take you, but I don't want to be the one to cry. And that don't really matter to anyone anymore. But like a fool, I keep losing my place, and I keep seeing you walk through their door. But there's a danger in loving somebody too much, and it's sad when you know it's your heart you can't trust. There's a reason why people don't stay where they are. Baby, sometimes love just ain't enough. Change you. I don't wanna blame you, baby. You don't have to take the fall. Yes, I may have hurt you, but I did not desert you. Maybe I just wanna have it all. It makes us sound like thunder. It makes me feel. Like a fool who will never see the truth, I keep thinking something's gonna change. But there's a danger in loving somebody too much, and it's sad when you know it's your heart you can't trust. There's a reason why people don't stay where they are. Baby, sometimes love just ain't enough. Beside you where I used to live.
your heart they can't touch. There's a reason why people don't stay who they are. Baby, sometimes love just ain't enough. Baby, sometimes love, it just ain't enough.
All right, we're back, folks. Unbelievable. Patti Smyth is with us, and the Scandal returned with the first album in 25 years.
Yes, it's an EP. We came out with an EP 25 years ago. We're coming, and we're back with an EP. That's what we're doing.
What is an EP?
An EP is a five-song CD.
Oh,
you
God.
Should read
hey,
this, you see, and then
know,
you would know John wasn't coming.
I know,
know,
but then
I
again,
came out with an EP.
Wait, EP is five songs.
Yeah, we put out Scandal. Goodbye to You was on an EP, right? And it was like the biggest selling EP in Columbia history. That's only because they only put out two, but you know,
look,
we did
you.
We did kick the others.
Who'd you beat
EP's
out?
Ass? Who knows? Who knows? But so I just decided to come back with a mini one now because it's kind of just fun to do that, and it's not really
that's
kind of
cool.
album oriented now, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
It's just single. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we're just doing that, and it should be out. We should have a single out in the next month or so. I'm
excellent.
Hoping.
Now, you guys live here or New York?
Yeah, we live in New York, but we have a house here.
You do, and you got kids?
Six.
Six kids?
Yes.
Holy Christ. Is that right?
Six freaking kids.
Any in musical or play tennis?
Not. They don't really play tennis. My 13-year-old plays tennis, and I think they're all kind of musical. I mean, my youngest, who's nine, loves music, and they all can sing. They
right.
all have a good ear, all of them.
Are you Catholic by chance?
I'm Irish Catholic.
So am I, Irish Catholic,
yes.
Yeah.
And so my, is John.
We had, my mom had six kids in 8 years.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And when we went to Sugar and Falls, where my dad's from, we were the smallest family on the block by far.
Right.
You know, the Carltons had 13, the Bresnahans had 12.
Where'd you grow up?
No, I grew up out here.
Out here.
Out here. But my dad was from Cleveland, and it was a small town outside of Cleveland. And on our street, it's all Irish Catholic, and we were by far, you know, they kept asking my parents, well, why aren't you going to have any more? You know, they had six kids, and they look at him like...
I wasn't enough, I know. My father came from nine. It's weird. But, I mean, you know,
yeah,
John...
My mom came from 12, or eight.
John had three, I had one, and then we had two together, but I wound up raising his children, you know,
you
who
did.
Were 7, 8, and 9. Yeah.
Wow, that's
no,
tough.
No, I'm sorry, 3, 7, and 8. Yeah, so it was tough. But
it's not
was...
as bad to get him at that age. It's tougher to be an older stepmother, like when the kids are
absolutely.
13, 14, and 15.
They were young enough, but yeah. it was still kind of hard because they were going back and forth, but it all worked out great. They're all fine, which
you get along
good.
With their mom?
We get along okay. We're not friends or anything, you
right.
know, but,
you guys don't hang.
But we're okay. No, we could have been friends, but you know, I think it's too late for that.
Right.
It's a little too much hell we went through for that. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
But I mean, I wish her well. She,
right.
you know, she's like my kid's mom, so it's kind of, you know, can't hate her.
Any other kids develop John's temper?
Yeah, my 13-year-old, who's a redhead,'s got a freaky temper, and my son Sean, he's 21. He definitely can fly off the handle. Except I said to him, you know, you don't get that. You're not allowed to act that way until you've actually done something.
Right.
You know, like John didn't throw a fit till he actually won something.
Yeah,
so,
right. Yeah, like the U.S. Open,
exactly.
Wimbledon. Yeah,
exactly. So until they do that, then they're allowed. They thought they could do that at 9.
All right, Patti Smyth is with us now. When you were, you know, just you went to the U.S. Open. Is that the first time you saw John?
No, we met through at a mutual friend's house out in Malibu, where
right.
we have a home now. And what happened was, the first time I saw him play tennis is I went with him to a tournament in Baltimore. So I never saw him play at the US Open.
Yeah.
I mean, I just sit there and watch him commentate.
But obviously, he knew who you were, and you knew who he was. Was it you guys met, and it was love at first sight, and it took off?
I think we met, the first time we met was on Christmas Day, and we really liked each other, and I liked him, but he had three kids hanging off him.
Uh-oh.
I had one kid I had just gotten out of a relationship, and he was still in the midst of, like, he was only separated maybe 7 or 8 months when I first met him. And so the following summer, like 9 months later, 6 months later, he was divorced and done with it. He wasn't going through any of the angst.
Right.
And then we went out on a date, and that was it. It was
wow.
one date, and that was it. Seriously.
Where'd you go on the date?
I took him to what I called a lesbian party. You know, that was a pregnant pause, because he was like, I thought we could get together. And I'm like, well, I'm going to a lesbian party. And there was, like, silence on the other end. Does that mean she's a lesbian? So
it usually
I just did
does,
it to be funny.
Doesn't it?
I know, but it was just my gay girl. She was gay, but it wasn't like a it wasn't all lesbians all the time.
Right. But it was a lesbian having a party.
A lesbian having a party.
Right.
But it was just funny to say that. So he came with me, and we had lunch the next day, and then That was it.
Like if he called you and said, hey, I want to take you out one night, and you said, great, where are we going? And he said, I don't know, Oil Can Harry's for a gay party.
I don't even know what Oil Can Harry's is, but yes.
I don't either. But wouldn't you have the same reaction?
Right. But he was so afraid. He said he was nervous about calling me, so he called in between... In between plane changes.
Right.
I don't know. I guess it would have scared him if I knew what Old Can Harry's was.
I don't either. Is it a gay bar?
Gay bar
in Studio City.
Gay bar in Studio City.
There you go. So, I mean, the thing is
I always thought that was a fake gay bar, but it sounds like a good gay bar
name. He knew I'd been married and had a kid, so he knew he knew that I wasn't. And he also had asked about me, so.
But you never know in Hollywood.
No, but it was a joke. He knew I was kidding, so.
Like when somebody comes out, like let's say a baseball player or an actor comes out and has a press conference to say, I'm not gay. Don't you instantly think, oh, that guy's gay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know why they do that. They continue to do it.
You don't answer the rumors, right?
Yeah, it's exactly right.
It's like dumb.
Yeah, like,
but I've heard so many people are gay who aren't gay, though. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. There was an article written in the National Enquirer once that said...
You were gay, right?
You know, no, Tim Conway's oldest son was a gay drug addict, right? And my dad came into my room... where I was sitting there reading, and he goes,
Tim Conway?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He says, he goes, I didn't know you were a drug addict. I'm like, well, what about the gay part of it? And Jesus Christ. All right, Patty Smythe, thank you for coming by. Awfully
Wait,
nice to
Tim
see you.
Is Tim Conway your dad?
Yeah.
The comedian?
Yeah.
From some Carol Burnett?
Yeah.
And
crazy?
And how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have four younger brothers and an older sister.
Wow. So he had a big-ass family, huh?
Yeah.
That's
six,
fantastic.
Six kids in 8 years.
Well, I'm a big fan. Does your dad like John, too?
Loves him. I was telling you, hugest, biggest fan ever.
I had a feeling. I kind of remember that. So did you used to go to the Open and see him?
No, I never went to the Open. We didn't have that kind of money, you know.
Your dad was a big TV star.
I know, but he had six kids, you know?
I know what that's like. Did you all go to college?
Two of us did. Guess which
I
which
didn't.
Two, not
I
me.
So I didn't either.
I went to college went to Bowling Green for two semesters and then San Diego State until I got kicked out of there. Right.
You did? Well, good for you.
Yeah, because I'm
I didn't go at all, okay?
You didn't go at all?
No.
And yeah, but look at you.
I may go back, but all my kids are going.
Go with your kids.
Just to, like, bankrupt me, but I'm sending them. I'm like, get me a scholarship, one of you. Don't think I tried to get them to play tennis, but I did. Play tennis, play good. It didn't work.
That's excellent. All right, thank you very much, Patty. Really appreciate it.
Nice to meet you.
So yeah.
You all worked out in the end, didn't
you? Oh,
it?
I love you. Please,
and you know what? I promise I'll bring Johnny Mac to see you. Okay?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
oh, great. Excellent. Okay, yeah, next time you're in town, we'd love that. All right, Patty Smythe, everybody. What a great woman this is. I started off where she was calling me the F word, but it ended on...
MF word.
Yeah, MF. I think it was MF, and we'll try to bleep some of that and play it for you later. But you are listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we are fueled by your Southern California Ford dealer. Go to scforddealers.com. We're backstage at the Grammys. Don't forget to watch them on Sunday night. That's 8 p.m. Sunday night on Channel 2. We're live at 97.1 FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. We're backstage at the Grammys. Don't forget to watch them on Sunday night at 8 o'clock on Channel 2 on CBS. And we are fueled by your Southern California Ford dealer, scforddealers.com. One of the great movie and television critics is with us, and we'll be talking to him in a minute. But first, Sam Rubin, how are you, man? Nice to see you.
Well said. Thank you.
Yes.
Isn't this the funniest thing? Because we got to tell, I'm sure you've already described the scene. It's this radio farm,
And doesn't this more than anything ever, Timmy, make you not want to be a disc jockey?
You're absolutely right. And I was just yelled at.
You are about 75 pounds away from even qualifying to be a disc jockey.
Crap. I don't know how it happened.
Yeah.
But I was just yelled at by Patty Smythe.
I like her.
Yeah.
I think there's an attractive quality about her.
Because I said, where's John McEnroe? And she went nuts. She went apes on me.
All right. I like her, though. I think she's fun.
Hey, all right. So the Grammys this year, yes. I know they're always, you know, the best bands, the biggest names are always, you know, performing. What's the breakout song or breakout?
Well, you know, I think the stuff, it's to be honest, I think the music business is fueled by a lot of different constituencies, but the tween thing is really big. So this duet,
right.
Like if I was to tell you, there's going to be a big duet, and you'd be like, The Who and Pink Floyd?
Right.
How about Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus?
Wow.
That's going to be big.
Look at that,
Jonas Brothers performing. Oh, we just heard the Four Tops rehearse. So that was cool.
All right. Sam Rubin is with us from Channel 5. He's on KTLA every morning. And I just read something in the on the internet the other day that Dakota Fanning is interested in her co-star, some guy named Pattison or somebody.
Oh, I believe what you read is that Dakota Fanning is interested, as is every young actress her age, in starring in this Twilight sequel called New Moon. Robert Pattison plays the lead vampire in Twilight, who's sort of a hunky guy.
Right, but she's also like wanting to hang with this Pattison guy.
Right, but I think in a relatively chaste way, given the Dakota Fanning.
I don't think so.
She's like still like 14,
15. She's 14 years old.
Right.
But she, you know, she looks like she's 15.
Okay.
But
not quite like the Kardashian girls and all the assorted, you know, types here.
I like how you look around before you trash the Kardashian girls. You look around like, are they here today?
No, they're here.
But that's got to, I mean, that's another reason why you shouldn't put your kids in show business.
Exactly right.
Because when they're 14 years old, they want to have sex with 22-year-old men.
Well,
and
I
now
mean,
you got to deal with that.
Yeah, precisely.
You know. All right, the big movie of the year. In your opinion, what's going to win the?
Well,
Oscar?
I tell you what. Hopefully, I'll come back and we'll talk before we do our big Oscar pre-show, February 22nd, Sunday, from 3 to 5 on KTLA Channel 5. But before that, Slumdog Millionaire, I think would be. It's one of those things, and you do sports betting way more than I do.
Thank you.
It's a total lock. So, like, what happens if it doesn't win? I think that's kind of interesting to speculate.
It is a lock.
A complete lock.
What, because it won the director's
guild? It's won everything, It won every possible precursor.
Do you think it's odd, and I know you and I, politically, we are not close to each other, nor do we ever discuss politics.
Exactly right.
So, you know, maybe you and I are on the same side. Who knows?
Well, I think your fascist views are somewhat disconcerting.
Okay, all right, I understand that.
Right.
All right, and I think your communist views are a little off-putting as well.
Right.
All right. But do you think it's weird that all of Hollywood is like, oh, it's so great, we got a black president, it's so unbelievable, it's so wonderful, you know, we progressed in this country, and then every time you see an award given out at the Golden Globes, the SAG Awards, the DGA, it's all white men and white women.
I think that's a funny thing to say. You know who you guys should have on if you haven't had yet? This Larry Wilmore, who's the political correspondent on the Daily Show, he's going to book him.
Oh, he's awesome.
He's great.
Right.
Larry Wilmore was on our show just the other day, and he said, this says nothing about racial reconciliation. If we had elected Flava Flav as president, then you're talking about the fact that this is no big deal at all. So I thought that was pretty funny.
That is hysterical.
Patty Smythe, your friend.
Patty Smythe.
Has a kid with McEnroe going to Occidental College, where I went and Mr. Obama went.
Wow.
So just
did you go to the same year Obama
same
was
year.
There?
I know. Look what happened to me.
Did you ever run into him?
No. He talked about, apparently, at that time, that was, I guess a lot of people go through this, that was sort of his, and I'm not telling tales out of school,
right.
Sort of his stoner period. I never went to that dorm.
Right. All right, Sam Rubin is with us. Did you ever go through your stoner period?
Not really.
No. You ever smoke weed at all?
Once.
How'd that go?
Was that
with Malibu Dan?
No. That wasn't with Malibu. You know what? I shouldn't say that. I would say only once in high school, and then a perpetual contact high with Malibu Dan over the course of the years.
Didn't do it for you, huh?
You know what's so funny is that I do think, and I think so fondly of him, I miss Malibu Dan at something like this, because he'd be running around crazy, and he'd be like, Timmy, Kardashian sisters, they're 3 minutes away. And he'd book four things at once, right?
I know. But it was... most of the time, it was a pain in the ass. That kind of energy is a pain in the ass.
But my parents were typical sort of West Side liberal-minded, and it wasn't like I had a curfew or many restrictions. The car had to be back at a particular time. And I was the only time I ever did it, I remember driving home from the Valley thinking, you know, and it was just that typical thing. I guess, according to Dan, who I had this conversation with, I never got it. I wasn't high. I'm like, I cannot crash this car. I know I'm going to crash this car. I cannot, you know.
All right, Sam Rubin is with us. Do you ever like you're interviewing somebody in the morning, you know, it's like, you know, 6:30, 7:30. You're on like at 6:40, 7:40, 8:40.
We said the KGLA starts its broadcast day at 5 a.m. I start at 6:15 and we're on all the way till 10.
Yeah. But you ever interviewing somebody and...
By the way, Gina Grad just handed you a note. You know, it's like, keep talking to him, but Busta Rhymes is ready.
Where's Busta Rhymes?
Just trying to make things go smooth.
Where's Busta Rhymes?
He's about two tables away, standing up.
She's like Malibu Dan. He's not ready at all.
Let's have him with Sam Rubin.
Oh, okay.
Let's have the two of them. I can't imagine... L.A. turning off the radio when you got Busta Rhymes and Sam Rubin.
Well, we've recorded together.
Yeah, look at that, Busta Rhymes. Now, what is Busta Rhymes, before he comes over here, what's his big song, do you know?
I have the faintest idea.
I don't know.
Give me some more.
Give me some more? How's that go?
Come on, come on, yeah, come on. Yeah, baby, what a surprise. Give you something, make it something, roll over your eyes. All my people getting money capitalized. Die, little small guy, we on the rise. Everything I'm gonna touch, platinumized. Full of your crib, you know we coming all on supplies. Got a big gun and I'ma show you the size. You mess with any of my flip mode family ties. Me and my people be coming through, stroking you out. Killing off any and everything you're talking about. See you in the club, now we walking you out. Should've thought twice before you went and open your mouth. Yo, anyway we stay keeping it moving. Messing with the wrong lover, hope you know what you're doing. Now blame me, all the same, something's as lame. It's not a game, on my name, still put in your brain. You people had enough? Give me some more. You people want the wild hit? Give me some more. Your split with the G's at? Give me some more. You know we always need that? Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you can give me some more. Cars in a big crib, give me some more. Everybody spread love, give me some more. If you want it, let me hear you say, give me some more. Blast with a rash, give me my cash, licking my ass. Running with my money, son, go out with a blast. Do what you want, it done, cut in the corner. You're messing up the order, go ahead and meet the reporter. Yo, she telling them how you switch to a miss. Little fake money style, dog, here with a snitch. So now I pass you straight, I don't got nothing to ask you. Make a little room for me, you know my people to pass through. Cartier, Sydney, Portier, Horatio. Go with all of my numbers from around the waist. When I come through, your people know I do my thing. Bring emotions to generate money. Cha-ching. Arrest you, lyrically, flow will caress you. Bless you, then my brother come to your rescue. Why you assuming that I blossom and bloom? I'm coming soon, hit you with a boom. Give me some room. You people had enough? Give me some more. You people want the wild hit? Give me some more. Your split with a G's at? Give me some more. You know we always need that? Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you can give me some more. With the cars and a big crib? Give me some more. Everybody spread love. Give me some more. If you want it, let me hear you say. Give me some more. Yo, yo, live brothers. You know what I mean? I represent why we getting money and reign supreme. Hope your truckers will be coming through full steam. Can't see me, better turn on your high beam. All my people while I'm ringing the siren. Flip on. We're doing people from my team. Never should you ever try to piss with my cream. My OD, when my shit get all in your bloodstream. Every time we be ripping and be blowing it down, blowing you off. And come with the hottest lovers around. Ruckus with me and my people run through your town. Holding it down, thinking the wally, they give me my crown. Hey, yo, all my people need to come and surround. I'm gonna be hitting so much to make you fall on the ground. Sure to make you shot, that's what they'll be all about. Turning your making all of you people fall out. You people had enough? Give me some more. You people want the wild hit? Give me some more. Your split with a G's at? Give me some more. You know we always need that? Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you can give me some more. Put the cars in a big crib? Give me some more. Everybody spread love? Give me some more. If you want to let me hear you say? Give me some more.
Busta Rhymes, man. Look at that, Sam Rubin.
Patty
Smythe.
Hey,
look at that.
I know, but I explained that you and I were close.
Yeah, Patty Smythe.
Yes.
Hey, do you have another minute to hang, or you got to press on, baby? What? Yeah, we got to put you on a mic there.
John.
Hey, by the way.
I thought John was going to be here.
No.
So
the definitive version of Downtown Train and many other musical firsts.
And I think the reason why these two are attracted to each other, John McEnroe and Patty Smythe, is...
I thought he meant you and me.
No. You guys will never, ever have sex.
Okay.
But it was the temper, because Patty Smythe yelled at me when she started this interview.
Well, she was telling me, and she may have told you this already. See, I remembered every word that you said to me just a short time ago. She told me that John was very even-tempered and kind of let things slide, and then periodically would totally blow up over nothing.
Wow,
and
I love that.
She was mad kind of the whole time.
All the time.
That she was PO'd constantly.
I have a bad temper.
Have you had Patty on your show?
I just interviewed Patty down the way for TV. We'll run it tomorrow.
Oh, but what, you should have her on more.
I said to her person, and she might know this, I said to her person, I love her, and I'd have her on anytime.
I want to go on. Remember that with the chick in the helicopter? Do you remember that morning?
Right. She sang with
it was hilarious.
Who was the chick
time.
In the helicopter?
Jennifer York, probably.
They would go
Jennifer
up to do the traffic, and he's like, go ahead. I go, can I read the prompt? I'm like, oh, we're going to the chick in the helicopter. Like, I didn't know what her name was then.
Yeah.
So that was pretty funny. You did that all morning after that.
Patty Smythe has so many diamonds that she actually has a glass case around
holding
her
the extra diamonds.
Holding the diamonds that she can't
this
wear.
This is actually, I'm going to start a jewelry line. I do want to do that. But this is my friend Wendy Lewis, and they're just teeny tiny little things, which, just to give you a little education, are worth nothing. Little tiny.
Here's a question that Tim wants to...
But they're in a shake. So what's worth it is the vessel.
Tim wants to know, is that music money or tennis money?
That is both.
Okay.
How about this is music money.
All right.
This is tennis money.
Okay. What is the what was the bigger check? I mean, if you had to over the years, music or tennis?
Tennis.
Tennis by far?
Oh yeah.
Is that
because,
right?
Well, I guess if I stopped working for 12 years, yeah, that would have get it pulled me out of the game.
What were the spots he was doing for the camera? The camera spots? The Minolta or Olympus?
No, I don't know.
Or...
No, no, no. He never did it. I don't know.
He, does rent a car now.
You know him from before me. Like, I met him in 94.
Oh, see, I've known him. I've known him from the 70s.
Yeah, so I have no idea what he did before.
Yeah. Now,
I just know what he does now.
Do you hang out with any of his tennis friends?
We hang out with Bjorn a little bit.
Is that right?
A couple of them, yeah. Uh-huh.
And what about Jimmy Connors?
They hate each other.
They hate each other?
Still? No, they don't like each other.
Really?
Really?
Hate's too strong a word.
After all those years, that hate will chew you up.
It's not a hate thing. It's just not a... They think they really respect each other,
right.
But they just are not... It's like they're oil and water.
Yeah.
It doesn't mix.
I love...
Jimmy Connors is a great freaking competitor. He's a... You know, I think John has a lot of respect
for
him.
Yeah, he's like the Pete Rose at
tennis. He's not a people person. Didn't he get kicked out of somewhere recently?
Oh, yeah.
I think he did.
Yeah.
All right.
He did. He did in Santa Barbara, he did.
Yeah. Patti Smyth and also Busta Rhymes is coming by and Sam Rubin. Hey, let's try to have all three of these guys on at the same time.
Sure.
Hey, Busta Rhymes, how are you? That's Patti Smyth. Busta, Patty. Patty, Busta. Sam. Sam, Busta.
Hey, Busta.
Busta, Sam Rubin.
Busta's got quite the grip.
Busta, Rhymes. Nice to see you, man. How you been?
Great. Happy to see you.
He was giving me a hard time for Bling.
Shake your head. Why sit down and do this? Yeah, you betcha, man.
It's bigger than mine, okay?
I know. He's a beautiful, beautiful man.
It's all fake jewelry.
No, it's not fake at all.
It's costume jewelry.
It's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Patty,
let me see your ring. Wait, the watch is
good. Oh, my
God. Look, look, even the ring. Okay.
Huge, huge.
Now, is this tennis money or music money?
Well, you know what? I think
you know what this really is?
Yeah.
This is the just in case nothing else comes through in the next couple of months.
Hey, and you can get out of the country. That is right.
This
That's
is some
right.
Quick survival bread.
Busta Rhymes.
That's right. Now, someone has been telling you what to sew into your clothes,
yes.
Right? When the going gets rough.
The question is 90s and 2000s urban money bigger than 70s and 80s pop money?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good question, because 70s and 80s pop money, I don't think we could still match that money yet. That money was
that
phenomenal.
Big money?
You know that
pot?
Sam Rubin only smoked pot once in his life. And I bet, Busta, you got that beat.
Nah, actually, I don't smoke at all.
Not at all? You've never smoked at all?
Did you?
I
bet you have once.
Yeah, I used to get busy. Believe that.
Right. How long have you not?
Chalices. Used to bust a little hole in the top of the soda can.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. I learned that from the kids in my trade school, too.
But when did you stop?
The acrylic paint with the iron mating on the back of the jeans jacket. Yeah, they taught me how to do that one.
What is it with the chalice?
Can you show us how to do that, by the way, Busta?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Could you pop that can into a bong or into a pipe?
You gotta bust it right here.
Yeah.
There's a pen right here.
Bust it right here.
There's a pen. If you could do that
you
for
sure me. You sure you want me to? I can't hold a mic.
No, put the mic down and see if you can make that Pepsi can.
Don't make the guy.
We're going to sell it on eBay.
He's going to hurt himself.
All right, Busta Rhymes is turning a Pepsi can into a pipe.
Oh, you did it, man.
Look at that, man. It's unbelievable.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Good. See, it's right there, right? You bust right
there.
Head real quick. You throw a little ash. You throw a little ash right there. Put a little butt on top.
I like the way your side guy's like going right along with it. Knows exactly how to do this.
Randy's going to use this in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to autograph this too.
Beautiful.
Bosies.
Yeah. Let's put that up on eBay and give all the money to your favorite charity.
When
What's your
you
favorite charity?
When did you give that up, Busta? When did you stop doing that?
I stopped doing this when I was about 23.
I just said the same thing because I started at 11 and stopped at 21.
I actually started at 12 in Young People's Day Camp.
Okay, there you go.
Yo, you remember the little commercial? They used to have a little yellow balloon flying across the screen?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yes.
Trying to recruit all the kids from the urban city communities to come to the camp?
Yeah.
Yeah, they caught me.
Yeah.
I learned how to smoke cigarettes. We need everything over there.
All right, Busta Rhymes. Patti Smyth is with us, and also Sam Rubin. And
Sam, chime in. Man.
For a guy who's been off weed for a long time, you would talk about 8 seconds to turn that can into a pipe.
I mean, you know, it's like riding a bike, baby. I mean, you never forget how to do it.
That's beautiful.
You know
man.
What I'm saying? I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we still got to keep it like, just in case you want to just, you know, slip into a little relapse for memory's sake.
Right. Hey, Patty, you start smoking weed at 11?
I tried it. I started it. Yeah, I moved into a really bad neighborhood in Brooklyn, and I did everything within like 6 months.
Why is Brooklyn always the corporate?
I don't know.
Criminal.
Is that where you went to?
I'm
is
from
that where?
Brooklyn.
You, okay, there
flat,
you go.
Brooklyn, New York native.
I was out by Coney Island. You know
that
area.
Okay, that's
what's
up.
Yeah. So that's it.
Is that a bigger weed area?
It just was a big drug area there. It was you know, there were pockets of it everywhere. So, but I just tried it, and then I was bored with it. So that was the good news. I got done with it fast.
Yeah. You know? Wait, you were bored with it in 10 years, though.
No, I think really I stopped at 15 or 16, but I would do it once in a while. You know, like I literally haven't smoked pot in 30 years.
She's not a downplay. She used to blaze more than
Well, I used to smoke crack.
Patty Smythe is with us. You don't sit around on a Sunday when all the kids are at you know, his ex-wives and burn a joint and pick up the instruments.
It's not enough. It's not. I couldn't get high enough. By you know, that's why I need something stronger than that. No. The weed is really strong now. By the way, I don't know because
it's unbelievable.
It ain't the same. They got all kind of, you know.
It's like psychedelics.
They're cloning the weed. They got a lot of, you know.
Well, I go back to dime bags and lids.
That's what we're for.
Exactly.
Dime bags, nickel bags,
tie stick,
chocolate.
Yeah.
Jimmy, are these all the stories you're going to tell your daughter?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. But, yeah.
My kids can't hear this. See, that's what I'm banking on.
Now they got all of this, the dro and the purple haze.
They got 500 different strains.
White Widow.
But you know what? But vodka, since 1970 till 2009, has always been the same. The alcohol has been about the same.
Right.
Leave it to the pot smokers to go in and really research how to make this crap 100 times stronger than it was before.
I mean, but the difference between liquor and weed, though, that I can, you know, honestly say to weed's credit, is you never hear people crashing and killing people smoking weed. And I'm not saying that to encourage people to go smoke, but, you know, alcohol since the 60s has been cracked in a liquid form from the beginning of
its alcohol is way worse, but let's face it, the weed is so strong right now, though, you probably shouldn't drive a car after you smoke the weed that they got out now. But you're not going to be as like 14 vodkas, so it doesn't matter. There's no comparison, but still.
Weed doesn't delusionalize your judgment.
No, but it may slow you down.
It slows you down and makes you decide that you need to just take it easy and relax.
Yeah. Like, maybe you'll be going 20 into 70.
Well, you know, if everybody see it when you're drinking
I thought you were going to say it doesn't hurt your liver. You know, like
I was going to say that too. I ain't go down the list of the good things about smoking
weed. But when you're drinking or you're smoking weed and you're driving, you got to, as Corolla says, you got to drive around like you have two dead hookers in the trunk. You know, you can't go into the parking lot of Gelson's and start doing donuts. You know, you got to watch out. All right, now Busta Rhymes, are you up for anything this year? You got a big
No, I'm not. I'm actually up for just making sure that my album that's coming March 24th, 2009, is being campaigned like the presidential election.
Is that Give Me Some More?
You know what I mean? I'm definitely going to give you some more. But no, the name of the new album is Back on My BS. And the new single that's out currently is called Hustler's Anthem 09, which is a very inspiring song to all of the people affected directly and indirectly by this recession. And regardless how much it's a struggle to get it, we got to go get it regardless. So keep hustling.
Have they approached you to a reality show?
Yeah, they've tried to. I don't think I'm ready for that.
No?
Nah, man. Because the one
you
thing
have
that
kids?
I got a lot of kids.
How many kids?
I got five.
Five.
All beautiful children.
I have five kids?
Yeah.
All by the same woman?
No.
How many women?
None
five?
Business.
Come on, Busta.
Just lying.
Three
women.
Yeah, it's three.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah, it's three.
That's not that bad.
See, now that you're a stud.
I've got six kids by two women. So,
really?
Yeah. So
wow. How did y'all do that?
I got one kid by two women.
Yo, put me on in that. Let me put that as a scene in one of the new videos.
You know, we used to have a guy work with us at Malibu Dan, and when his wife got pregnant, I said, Malibu, you should have, you should have a paternity test to see who the father and the mother of that child is.
Right.
And he says, well, I'm going to have one, but where do we get a maternity test to see if it's really hers? So dopey this guy was. Yeah.
Was he that dumb?
He was really dumb.
Okay. Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah. Okay. How old are your kids? What's the age range?
My oldest will be 16 on the 26th of this month.
You got a 16-year-old kid?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Actually, he was 3 years old when I put out my first single as a solo artist in 96.
Right.
It was a record called Woo-Ha. Got you all a check.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to Google that video or look back at it, you'll see a little 3-year-old with a yellow coat on with me.
That's him.
He's 16 years old, 6'4", wears a size 13.5 shoe.
What is it with big-footed kids now? That's my son. He's 6'4".
That's my meal ticket out of rap music. He's going to go straight to the pros from high school.
Can he play ball?
Oh, yeah. He's ranked number 40, best basketball player in the country.
Really?
All right.
Ranked number 3,
and
top rebounder. 16. Ranked number 3.
Let me ask you something.
Where does he play?
He plays a power forward and a center. He plays the AAU league, and he also plays for his high school. Starting varsity, and he's only a sophomore. Baldwin.
Baldwin.
Yes.
Hey, I got a question for you. Again, Patty Smythe is with us. Busta Rhymes, also Sam Rubin.
Yeah.
And please answer this honestly. I know there's women around, but, you know, as honestly as you can without getting your ass kicked, right?
Yeah.
by these chicks.
Yeah.
But I am under the belief that if we take the best 7th graders, 6th and 7th graders, basketball players in the nation, and I guess your kid is one of them, that they could beat the L.A. Sparks in a basketball game.
You know... I'm going to plead the fifth. I definitely don't want to get...
The Sparks is the professional women's team.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not going to do that.
Oh, that's not nice.
That's not nice. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying how low...
You're a gentleman.
This is a big weekend. I'm going to run into one or two of them, and I don't want no problems. I'm not trying to get assaulted.
I would say 6th grade. We can go down to 6th or 7th grade.
I don't agree with that.
You don't think 7th grade?
No.
Oh, please. 7th grade?
Why are you throwing them under the bus like that?
Well, because...
You want to know what...
They'd be reverse tomahawking on these chicks.
Is because no, but they have more experience for the pressure, under the big pressure, so they do have a shot for that reason alone.
I bet these 7th graders could take most of those Sparks to the hole.
God, I wonder what my husband, Johnny Mack, would think about that.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't answer the question
either. Here's why I say it. Because
I'm leaving,
the NBA.
But it's been great talking to you about
Patty Smythe, who took John McEnroe on her first date to a lesbian party, doesn't like this line of questioning. All right, Patty, nice to see you. Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Take care.
Just bust up. I'll be mugging him outside, okay? I'm
going to go. You got to take off, too?
Yeah, but check this out. Once again... New Busta Rhymes album in stores March 24th, 2009. It's called Back on My BS. Also look forward to a new film that I have coming with Amanda Santi and Tom Berenger.
Busta Rhymes,
film called Order of Redemption. God
Very
bless
good.
Everybody. Happy New Year. Thanks again.
All right. Nice to see you, buddy. All right. Take care of yourself. There he goes. Busta Rhymes. Look at that, man. Yeah.
Don't lose your BlackBerry, sir.
And we also have a Pepsi can that Busta Rhymes turned into a pipe, and we're going to put that up on eBay.
Tim, I don't mean to pat myself on the back,
yes.
But... I sat here, and all of a sudden, the show takes off like a rocket ship.
Oh, listen, dude, the moment you sat down...
It happened.
It starts really rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Busta Rhymes, I wish he was more honest. Oh, thank you very much. It's a CD. Look at that. Is that Busta Rhymes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Let's play some of that. That's pretty cool. We got a free CD. But if Busta Rhymes was more honest, he'd say, yeah, the 7th graders can take on the Sparks.
I suppose.
7th graders.
Right.
Yeah, 7th grade.
I think that's probably true.
Where were you in 7th grade?
Emerson Junior High, right behind the Mormon Temple in West LA.
Right. And
I wasn't on the basketball team.
What were you on? Speech and debate or anything?
Yes, I was. I was a master debater.
Look at you.
This guy will sing live for you if you ask him to.
Is that where is he?
He's coming.
He's coming.
Okay, here's the thing. I've been
Elliot Yamin?
Before he sings, Yamin.
Is this
Tim, we've had him on twice.
Okay.
All right.
Tim.
Me?
No, him.
Oh, okay.
But ask him, because it's...
All right, well, you ask. You're going to be here. All right. Sam Rubin, you got to take off?
Nice
to see you, buddy.
Elliot, I was telling him how talented you are.
Elliot, Yamin, thank you very much. Thanks for coming in.
He'll warble the new single for
you. Put you on the mic there. Put the headphones on Elliot, Yamin.
Nice to see you guys.
Hey, nice to see you, dude. All right. Sam Rubin says not only will you sing a cappella, but that you'll blow us away.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah. Is that right?
I don't know about all that, man. You know, can't believe everything you hear, right?
Yeah. Where'd you grow up? Where were you born and raised?
I was born here, actually, and I left when I was 10 and moved across the country to Virginia and grew up in Richmond, Virginia.
That's not bad.
That's where I come from.
Now, you up for any awards here?
No.
So you're pissed off, right?
I am. I'm really disgruntled, man.
Yeah.
I'm really disgruntled.
Yeah.
In fact, who do I talk to?
I mean, the second person is swearing at me today. Patty Smythe swore at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sat her ass down with saying F you, and you just want to talk to John McEnroe, you can go F yourself. Like, wow, baby, please.
Was she serious?
Yeah, she was serious at the beginning, and then she split. Hey, Busta Rhymes was with us, and he made a pipe out of a Pepsi can and then signed it.
I know that.
You know how to do that?
Kind of pipes. Yeah.
You used to smoke weed or still do?
Neither.
Neither?
No.
Is that right?
All right,
Elliot, off the air, man. He smells like a
off
skunk.
Air,
but
why is he giving you two thumbs up right now?
It's two bongs up.
Two bongs up. I was just hanging with Michael Phelps around the corner.
Wow, look at that. Michael Phelps is here.
You'll see some of the residue right there.
How embarrassing. I mean, how embarrassed are we as Americans where our star athlete has a bong in his mouth and we all are like, ooh. kind of what happened to this man? The downfall of, you know, Michael. Please, the guy took a hit.
He took a hit. He's relaxing. He's chill, man. You know?
He is.
The kid's 23 years old. I mean, you know, I think we have a problem with putting these people on pedestals sometimes and making people out to be role models when they shouldn't be. And, you
that's
know,
exactly that's right, man. Yeah.
I don't want to get too...
F the role models.
Yes. Screw hey. Role models. Who need them?
Yes. All right, now, so you got albums out, you got all kinds of music out. What's, you got a new one coming out?
Yeah, new record's coming out May 5th, and my first single off the record's called Fight for Love.
Huh?
And it looks like that's going to be released on March 10th, so...
That's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah, man, I'm really excited. I'm really, ready to get back in the swing of things, you know?
Yes, all right. Elliot Yamin, thanks for coming by. Now, you will sing first or not? A little bit, like 10 seconds. People want to hear that, man. You'll sell thousands of albums.
Thousands
tonight.
Of albums. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right?
Here we go. All right.
Some people fight for love. They stick with it. Just can't quit it. Some people hide from love. They run from it because they don't want it.
Yeah. Elliot Yamin, man.
Yeah.
Look at that. So thank you very much, dude.
That's going to be my first single called Fight for Love.
And what's your website?
They can go to... you know what? I just launched a new website, and I feel like a total arse because I can't remember...
Can't remember the website? All right, we'll figure it out.
You can go to MySpace.
Go to MySpace.
Elliot Yamin, E-L-L-I-O-C-T.
Yes.
And then on there, you can there's probably a link to my new website, which I think is called officialelliotyamin.com, I think.
Beautiful. All right, Elliot, thanks for coming by, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for making time for me.
Yeah, major stud, buddy. All right, Elliot Yamin, go check him out on MySpace. The last name is spelled Yamin.
Yeah.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We are backstage at the Grammys, and it is fueled by your Southern California Ford dealers. SC4Dealers.com. Don't forget to watch the big show, 8 o'clock on Sunday on CBS for the big Grammy show. You never know who's going to win, who's going to lose, who's going to show up to sing. They always have some special surprises for everybody. So it's Sunday, 8 p.m. on Channel 2. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show backstage of the Grammys with all the big celebrities, including, Elliot Yamin, man. Look at that guy. And we're live at 97.1 FM Talk. So who is he?
Elliot Yamin.
Yeah, what does he do? Is American Idol?
Yeah, he did.
His hit album.
Oh, I should have talked about American Idol.
Yeah.
Damn it. You have to go. You could have let me know. So now I'm all alone. Girl, you could have stayed, but you wouldn't give me a chance. With you not around, it's a little bit more than I can stand. Ooh. And all my tears, they keep running down my face. Why did you turn away? So why does your pride make you run and hide? Are you that afraid of me? But I know it's a lie, what you keep inside. This is not how you want it to be. So baby, I will wait for you. 'Cause I don't know what else I can do. Don't tell me I ran out of time. If it takes the rest of my life, baby, I will wait for you. If you think I'm fine, it just ain't true. I really need you in my life. No matter what I have to do.
Get more shows like this at 971fmtalk.com.